Last week, the National Labor Relations Board adopted a ruling by one of its administrative law judges, which ordered the Postal Service to discontinue its relationship with the office supplies chain Staples. Members of the American Postal Workers Union were pleased with that decision. APWU President Mark Diamonstein tells Federal News Radio's Eric White just what the conclusion of this legal dispute means for its members.
It was a three-year battle in defense of good postal services and good postal jobs that came to a positive and successful conclusion in our eyes because the Staples deal is over. It's just a bad deal for the customer. They weren't getting postal services with trained and accountable postal employees who uphold the sanctity and the security and privacy of the mail. And it was a transfer of good living wage jobs to low-wage jobs, and it was a thrust towards more postal privatization, which at the end of the day is going to leave the people of this country without postal services. So we think it's a plus, but we say all that in strong support of increased access to the public post office by the customers, longer hours, weekend hours, enhanced services, and so on. So we're big proponents of that. We just think it all should be delivered by postal employees and by the public postal service.
What services was Staples providing instead of postal workers?
Well, in their initial, what they call a, quote, pilot program, they were actually providing full services. They backed off a little bit along the way. We called it a ruse. But most basic services that people would use, priority mail, express mail, regular mail, packages, and so on, they were able to do through this what they call an approved shipper program at Staples. But, again, it wasn't being performed by those that were going to protect the sanctity, security of the mail. And there were a lot of problems with the security of the mail at Staples because it's not mail until it ends up in the hands of the Postal Service. In other words, it's not protected as mail until it ends up in the hands of the Postal Service.
We're speaking with Mark Diamonstein. He's the president of the American Postal Workers Union. This has been a long-fought battle for you all. So what has morale been like for the workers that you've spoken to and union members that you've spoken to ever since the news of this came out?
Oh, great. I mean, we felt all along that we had justice on our side, tremendous allies in the rest of the labor movement. We were on the official boycott list of the AFL-CIO, the huge teacher unions, the AFT and the NEA, and all that represents for back to school, office supplies, and so on. They endorsed the boycott. They encouraged their members to shop elsewhere. Many of our community allies and our members talked to their coworkers, their friends, their neighbors, stayed out of Staples themselves. So we always felt that if we stayed the course, we would have this positive outcome. And look, we're glad to move on. This isn't the only battle we have, but the boycott and people in the union and around the union feel very good about this. We're out here in defense of the public good, what we consider a national treasure that belongs to the people of this country.
This all stemmed from the National Labor Relations Board agreeing with an administrative law judge's ruling, but how much effect do you think that public pressure had on the situation?
Oh, I think tons. I think that the NLRB ruling was just one of many pressure points on both Staples and the Postal Service. We were glad to get that award, but we truly believed that we would be basically at this point in time with or without that ruling.
Do you think there are other aspects of the Postal Service that leadership may try to privatize in the future?
Well, I think there are constant attempts. There are other programs like this. We actually have an agreement now with the Postal Service outside of the Staples deal that they're not expanding these programs. We're not going to protest them in the moment, and we're trying to work out a better approach to how to serve the customer. We're not afraid to try some creative things, even try some things outside of the postal infrastructure, but the services have to be provided by postal workers. So, to answer your question, unfortunately, there are many other schemes like this, but one of the things that happened with the Staples fight, the Stop Staples fight, is there were a number of other retailers thinking of doing the same thing with the Postal Service, and once we launched this three-year battle, most of those retailers said, this isn't for us. They lost their appetite, and that's a good thing for the postal customer, and it's a good thing for postal workers.
What services do you think that are privatized now? Is it actual delivery or is it sorting?
Mostly in sorting. Some on the retail side. An awful lot of mail is sorted outside of the postal system with low-wage workers, and that's just part of the race to the bottom. So, there's a lot of maintenance work. There's a lot of driving work that is subcontracted that we think should be performed by unionized postal workers making decent wages and benefits, and we think that helps everybody.
Mark Dimenstein is the president of the American Postal Workers Union. You mentioned those other battles that you have coming up. What issues in the foreseeable future do you see yourself having to rally the troops once again to gain support?
Well, sure. I mean, we're hoping to get there's a new bipartisan consensus in Congress towards some positive postal legislation. Most of your listeners have probably heard talk about this pre-funding mandate where the Postal Service has to spend $5 billion a year to pre-fund retiree health insurance 75 years into the future, 100% now, for people that aren't even born yet. So there's a new, it seems to be a positive and new bipartisan effort to try to fix that. Try to put the Postal Service on a better foundation in that way, because all of what your listeners hear about the post office being in financial trouble, all of that is based on that unfair and unreasonable burden that nobody, no other agency, no other private company has to face. So that's certainly a battle that our members are geared up for. There may be more efforts to close down what they call the more processing plants. That just slows down the mail for the people of this country. We're hoping that doesn't happen, but we're geared up to fight it. And they've already closed 140, 150 processing plants, which of course affects service and affects jobs. So we have many of those battles going forward, but one thing the Staples fight shows us, that if we stick together, we build our alliances and we work with others, that we can definitely win.
You said you're all open to creative ideas. Are there any lines that you guys draw in the sand where if it's not money to save money, but to improve customer service or to improve the way the public perceives the postal service, that you guys just won't cross it for anything?
Well, I think what we won't cross is what happened with Staples. The idea that low-wage, untrained workers are going to do the job of trained, accountable postal employees. Other than that, we're open. We were actually open in the beginning to trying this Staples experiment, to have some postal services in Staples stores if those services were provided by postal workers. So, we aren't afraid of thinking out of the box, but we draw a line in the sand that the people of this country deserve real postal services with a sanctity to privacy and the security of the mail is fully protected and upheld. And of course, where people also are trained to know the full array of the tremendous products that are out there, not only for the individual customer, but for the business customer.
Anything else you'd like to add on this subject?
Well, we're in a good fight with so many of all of your listeners in defense of something that belongs to them. This belongs to the people of the country. The Postal Service is in the Constitution. It's 1 year older than the country itself. And it can be and needs to be vibrant for generations to come. Some people say, well, the day of the Internet and the post office isn't necessary anymore. But I would challenge anybody that shops online to think about what would happen to e-commerce if we didn't have a public infrastructure obligated and capable to deliver to 153 million addresses a day, no matter where we live, no matter who we are. So we look forward to working with all of the listeners out there. And for all those listeners that's still with us in the Stop Staples campaign, a big thank you.
That's Mark Dimenstein, president of the American Postal Workers Union, speaking with Federal News Radio's Eric White. Find a link to this interview at federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive.